One of the issues confronting Governor Matt Mead is whether or not the state should expand Medicaid services to more residents. The argument for doing it is that it would help bring down long-term costs of health care because those who cannot get or afford insurance would be covered under Medicaid. That should reduce cost shifting. But there is an expense to the state, and a recent study commissioned for the Department of Health suggested that it could actually cost Wyoming millions over a six-year period. Governor Matt Mead joins us to describe why he's concerned.
I'm looking at some numbers that the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities put out, and just essentially saying that their thought is there's about 31,000 uninsured adults who'd be eligible for Medicaid if this is expanded, and 24,000 would be newly eligible for Medicaid. Does that sound right to you? Is that kind of the numbers you're looking at?
Numbers we're looking at, that's close to what the recent study came out. I think their best estimate is that they practically think about 26,000, I think it is. Their high end is about 44,000. And so those numbers that you're citing are pretty consistent with the Milliman study.
There are some people that might be getting insurance right now that probably would drop into Medicaid. Is that correct?
There's a couple of categories. There is, and these the terms that I use are the terms that are sort of the industry terms. And so, people need to understand where these come from. One is what they call, there's a group that may be called the deliberately poor. In other words, they're sort of on that borderline, and it makes better economic sense for them to not have quite as much income to get off of private insurance and then get onto Medicaid. And the Milliman study calculates how many of those folks who are currently not on Medicaid would be on Medicaid. The other thing that they calculate, which is, I think, of greater concern, is some employers, in particular small employers, as they look at it, and particularly if they have some lower paid employees, they may do away with their group health insurance plan at a company and have people get on Medicaid. And so some of that is, it's a direction from private insurance and sort of a deliberate goal to get down to Medicaid because, as you know, it's the federal poverty limit up to 133%, but the actual number is 138% because they add 5% sort of flex in there. So anybody that's on that border, they'll be making decisions, and employers will be making decisions whether to drop some of those people. On top of that, there is what they call the woodwork population, which is the population that is currently eligible for Medicaid now, but for whatever reason has chosen not to enroll. That will be an increase too. But those people, don't believe are currently on any insurance, so that wouldn't move from private insurance to Medicaid. So when we look at some of the studies, people are anticipating the cost of private insurance will go up as a result of the expansion and the full ACA implementation.
Do you think really, have you had any indication from businesses in the state that they would dump people into Medicaid or into some system? And the only reason I'm challenging that, Governor, when I've interviewed a number of employers in the state, and I certainly haven't talked to everybody, it hasn't sounded like that would necessarily be everyone's strategy. I'm curious if you're hearing something different.
I have not had any employer come and say, hey, when it's implemented, this is we're going to drop our employees from insurance and we're going to let them get on Medicaid. That sort of phenomenon comes from the Milliman study, who says that can happen, and they're suggesting that their rough estimate is that X amount of people and X amount of employers may do that.
There are some people that you're going to have to cover. Your study indicated that would probably cost the state about $33 million. How much more if you actually decided to expand Medicaid, as far as your numbers say?
The full ACA expansion suggests that the state share in that 2014 to 2020 is from $53 million to $310 million. So, that's a very large range, obviously, and that's in part because they make clear in there, depending upon which assumptions they make turn out to be accurate, that is the range. Now, having said that, they also point out that, we currently have some programs in the state that with the Medicaid expansion, those programs that we currently have may save some money because it's going to move people from those programs over to Medicaid. And with 100% reimbursement for the first several years by the federal government, there'll be a possible savings in some of those programs. On the flip side of that, they point out when you put a lot more people into health care, you may have an initial spike because you're going to be seeing some people who have delayed seeing physicians and nurses for some period of time who may have some serious health problems that need to be addressed. And so how all that balances out and the net of that is difficult to determine. And I think that's why you see a range from $53 to $310 million on the state share.
Is there any thinking, though, if you're getting people into a system where they're having some sort of insurance, like a Medicaid, that actually those costs would eventually gradually go down because they're finally getting coverage, which eventually would lead to prevention and maybe save some costs down the line?
I mean, I think that certainly is the hope, that if you get more people in a program, that they will work more on the wellness side rather than the fix my illness side. And I don't think that's an unreasonable hope. However, I would point out, you know, as you look statewide, emergency room visits of per year for people on private insurance versus people on Medicaid, and the people on Medicaid visit emergency rooms considerably more than people on private insurance. Now, that's a number, and like I said, you got to be a little careful with that because it may be a reflection that the people on Medicaid are not as healthy, but it's also a suggestion that people on Medicaid are not as conscious about some of the considerations of people on private insurance. But all those are broad brushes, and so the hope that you get more people on health insurance, certainly there's a hope that we will, as a population, become healthier, but whether that plays out or not, I don't know.
It sounds to me like you're leaning against the expansion. Is that fair?
Well, I think it's, I mean, I'm leaning against it in this sense, that I think that it's appropriate for me to ask questions of HHS on how the expansion is going to work, how health insurance exchange is going to work, and to get answers to those questions. And, you know, I wrote to the secretary in July and have not received answers. This is a big question on Medicaid expansion, and I'm going to continue to meet with healthcare providers, insurance folks, patients, because what I don't want it to be, to me, it shouldn't be just sort of a political reaction of, hey, I didn't like the Affordable Care Act, and so now I'm not going to participate. You know, the fact is the Supreme Court's made its decision, and it's currently the law of the land. But it's not an easy decision for me, and the reason I'm sort of leaning against it now is because I think we're deserving some answers before we commit the state of Wyoming to the increased costs, before we need answers to see whether or not this is actually going to provide better health care in the state of Wyoming. I mean, the goal is we want better health care for more of our citizens, and to do it as reasonably as we can in terms of costs. And it is very complex. There's a lot of moving targets. And if you read the Milliman study, you can see there is so many variables. So I would say if I have to vote today of yes, no, or undecided, I'm still in the undecided category. But I'm becoming increasingly frustrated that we as a state cannot get some of our questions answered on how this is all going to work.
Governor Matt Mead, as always, thank you very much for your time.